Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim, Mishlei Al Pi Hagra, Al Pi Shiurei Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Zatzal. We're in Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel, Lakachatz Musar Haskel, Tzedek U'Mishpat U'Meisharim. So we've already explained what the Gra said, Lakachatz Musar Haskel. We spoke about Hatzlacha. So we spoke about Yediya, Asiya of Musar. And now we are weiter. Tzedek u'mishpat u'meisharim. Says the Gra, Kolomar, Zeu Musar Haskel. This is the Musar Haskel. Shetzarech Adam Lakachas, Sheyubo Klulim Kol Hamidos. The Musar Haskel a person has to take is that he should have all the Midos. What are all the Midos? Vahainu Tzedek, Lasos Chesed Vitztakim Abrios. Tzedek is to do Tztaka and Chesed for people. All people, kshielich b'derech zulavad ain't a musar haskel. You go on this path alone; it's not a musar haskel. Ki lo yatzlich, you're not going to be successful. Shelafam tzarach adam l'midas hakas. Sometimes you need the mid of kas. Shu mishpat. That's why the pasuk says, not only tzedek but also mishpat, judgment. V'hainu beino lebein atzmo, and that's in yourself. Moshe amru chazal, lo l'miargiz adam. A person should anger his yetzer tov and his yetzer hara. Lo yelech achar taiva, so and you shouldn't go after your taiva. Get angry, say no, I'm not going to go after my taiva. Ve'af l'shar b'nei adam tzarech l'midas hakas l'asis din l'rishayim. Sometimes for other people, you need kas to exact judgment on the rishayim. Liish kedrachav kefi adin, a person according to his path, according to judgment. V'chein meisharim shalafam tzarech l'midas hayosher. Meisharim is sometimes you need the trait of uprightness. V'zal piro, and this is generally. So the Musar Haskel is you have to have all three. You have to have tzedek, you have to be a fine mensch, you have to love everybody, chesed, tzedaka, terrific. You have to have mishpat, you have to have judgment with yourself, with the rishayim, meisharim, midas hayosher, being honest, being upright. These are the three midos. You have these three, you're matzliach. Ad kan midivrei kacho shel hagra. So we see here in the Gra that taking a Musar Haskel is that he should include within him, integrate the various midos. And as we explained in the previous shiur, Musar that's mentioned in this pasuk is le'inyan ha'maisa, as far as the actions are concerned. The world of maisa, not just the idea, but also the world of maisa. We learned the Rambam in depth, and that led us to three other shiurim in the Rambam, very, very delicious shiurim. We went a little bit off the topic. Hakol panim, I mean off the topic, on the topic. So you have to come to the maisa of having all these midos. So the maisa, you have to carry out all these midos. The explanation is as follows. The tsuras ha'odam, the proper form of man, is built from three systems of shalosh, of three. As we discussed already in the past, I hope you're following. These shiurim are built on each other, but if you listen to each one, you can also gain from each year independently, but definitely it's kedai to hear the previous shiurim. So Helyona, the highest level, is the mochin. Mochin is tfisis hadvarim b'derech ha-seichel b'mahalchei ha-chochma. Mochin is perceiving things intellectually in the pathway of wisdom, the godly part of man. And this system is composed of chachma and bina. And das brings the two together. The middle system is midos, relating to things that are outside of a person based on his das. And that's made up of ava, and kinegda sina. And kavod that brings the two together. Ben hagos karea kavod tif eres. You have the, that's chesed gvura tiferes. So you have the ahava, which is the chesed, and then the gvura is sina when necessary, and then the kavod, which brings the two together. We've discussed kavod in the past. We had a whole shiur on kavod. And the lowest system is maisa. V'hit tzedek, u'kenegdo mishpat, u'meisharim. So the system of three, the bottom, is the world of maisa, not just the world of midos, the world of maisa. And that is tzedek, and then mishpat u'meisharim, these three. So when we are in the world of mochin and midos, that's the metzias of a person vis-a-vis himself. The midos are who you are, the mochin is how you're thinking, and then there's the marechet of lemaisa, which is the way you relate to others. The true tsuras adam is built from two realities. One is a person vis-a-vis himself, and one is a person vis-a-vis others. And even in gashmias, so it is. A person is built from the higher part, from the guf, from the adayim, and the person is built from the lower part, from the raglayim. The higher part is matzui la'atzmo, is for yourself, to enable yourself to exist. Yadayim, God gave you this incredible gift, you can take things for yourself. The chelek ha'tachton is for others, that's the legs. The legs bring you to others. You can't bring anything to yourself with your legs. Of course, you can give to others with your hands, but primarily we spend most of our time taking things for ourselves with our hands, doing things for ourselves with our hands. The legs is for other people. That's to go to other people, relating to the outside world. The whole essence of pe'ula is a person relating to the outside world, klapei acherim. So when you're walking, it's to others, for yourself. You're here. Why do I have to go there? I'm here. Of course, I could go there for myself, but myself, as myself, I'm here. So why am I going there? So the etzem, that's an act that relates to others. Therefore, the halacha, there's a difference between a yoshev and a holech. As far as standing up for a Talmud Chacham, Yoshev, when someone's sitting, there's no din kima, because there's a person's for himself, and there's no relationship between him and others. Holech, he's going out of himself, he's relating to others, and then you have to stand up for him. These two mitziyot, the relationship to oneself and the relationship to others, are besod olam haba and olam hazeh. In olam haba, the midos appear in their complete form, without being mixed in. Ava is complete. The ratzon to be mischaber ba'ofen mole al davar misuya. Ava is the desire to connect completely to something. Sina, that you want to disconnect, detach yourself from something or someone. That's the true tzuras adam. In this world, we have a mizug, we have an integration of midos. In the next world, each one is independently complete. And in this world, we have an integration, a mizug, of midos. What does that mean? Let's explain. In the Hakdama to the Tikkunei Zohar, Yud Zayin Aleph, it says, Pasach Eliyahu V'yomar, Chesed Droa D'Yamina, Gvura Droa D'Smala, Teferes Gufa, Netzach Hod V'Hod Train Shukin, V'Yisod Siyum D'Gufa, Oz Bris Kodesh. Chesed is the right arm, Gvura is the left arm. Tiferes, glory, is the body. Netzach and Hod are the two legs. Yesod is the end of the body. That is the Os Bris Kodesh. Kav HaYamin, the right side, the right line, is always the Kav of Shefa, of bounty. Small, it's preserving what is. That's between Chesed and Din. So what this means is that the Tzad HaYamin is Chesed Tar Legamre, and Tzad HaSmol is Din Tahor Legamre, pure Chesed versus pure Din. But that's all in the system of a person vis-a-vis himself. In relationship to himself, he is a matzav of pure love and pure hatred, without an eruv bein shnei dvarim. So you could be feeling pure love, and you could be feeling pure hatred. But when it comes to the world of Maisa, Botzal lapol shel klal amidos, lo shayeches pe'ula, there can't be a pe'ula that's b'shleimus me'ahava, that it's complete good. The lamaisa is always going to be some element of a mixture. That's what a man is. A man is a mixture of many different types of midos. But one, purely going with one mida is not this worldly, generally. That's the secret that we see in the Gra, in Yalor and Shumi Yadal and Beis and other places, and the root of the difference between Yadayim and Raglayim. Yadayim, each hand does its own actions. The left helps the right, but sometimes. But the pool of the Amin or the small can be done independently b'shlemus. Walking, you can't do. You can't walk on one leg. Each leg needs the other leg. If you want to be properly walking, you need both legs. Hands can be independent. So, in the world of lemaisa, when it relates to other people, it's a mizug. That's the chalukah between the pulos midos alyonos and midos hatachtonos. On the higher level, each hand is independent, and on the lower level, there's a mizug, is a mixture. The root of midos hanaga b'kadosh baruch hu is from the pasuk Lacha Hashem Hagdula, Vehagvura, Vehatiferes, Vehanetzach, Vehahod. Kichol b'shmaim baratz Lacha Hashem Hamalacha v'amsaseh l'chol rosh, that we say every day from Divrei Yamim 29:11. Lacha Hashem Hagdula, Gdulas Chesed, Rashi, Dvarim 3:24, Ezgad Lacha Zumidas Tufcha, Vehagvura, Vehatiferes, Vehanetzach l'chol b'shmaim baratz. So you have the other midos, Gdulas Chesed, Gvur is Gvura, Tiferes, Tiferes, Netzachod. Kichol b'shmaim baratz, and that's Yisod, and that's right, the connecting of the heavens and the earth, and that's all the tachlis of the Gilui of L'cha Hashem HaMelech HaMalchus. And then, when the tachlis is completely finished, Sof Maisa B'machshav Atchila HaMasnaseh L'chol HaRosh, the Malchus goes back to the Shoresh, to Keser. After L'cha Hashem HaMelech HaMasnaseh L'chol HaRosh, it goes back to Keser. So the Midos HaTachtonos Sheban Haga, Netzach and Hod, right, those are the Midos HaTachtonos, those are the legs, the legs which need each other, that's the mizug, that's the mixture, the integration of different midos in the world of Maisa. And these are midos of Atzala Paul, Shalamidos Elyonos. You have the higher midos, and they have to activate the higher midos. And so it says in the Gra, Netzach is chesed, that's hidden in a sheath of judgment, and that's ra letzadikim, it looks like chesed, but it's really judgment, bad letzadikim, and that's a hashpah, that Aliba de Emes, it shall chesed, in order that the tzaddikim should be baal scharam hamole, laasid lavo. But lemaisa, it comes b'mata shel din. So, this is ra letzaddikim, because when the tzaddik suffers, so it looks bad, it looks like he's suffering. But ultimately, it's for the benefit of the tzaddik, because it brings him to Olam Haba. In the meantime, he had his din here, and then he gets Olam Haba. And what's Hod? Hod is judgment in a sheath packaged as Chesed. And that's the Anhago v'mishayin l'son of Opanav l'avido, Dvarim 7:10. That the God pays those who hate him in order to ultimately destroy them. Meaning, Metzach is Chesed packaged as Din, and that's the Tzaddikim suffering. And then Hod is Din, which is packaged as Chesed, and that's the Rishayim prospering. And this is the secret. The midos of a person klapei himself b'shleimus, and so to midos elyonos. Midos of a person klapei atzmo, vis-a-vis yourself, your midos are b'shleimus, and so to the higher midos of chesed and gvura. But when they're yotzei lepoal, they're yotzei adei hipucham. Those are the legs. Those are the netzach and the hod. The din packaged is chesed, the chesed packaged is din. And that's the mizug. That's in the world of ma'isa. Etzema inyan shadavar yachal lovel lema'isa adei pucho. The very fact that something can be activated by the opposite shows the hechreach of mizug, of this mixture. So when you're in the world of the midos hatachtonos, you're in the world of this world of lema'isa, and that's the integration of the various midos. Chosech shifto sonei beno. Spare the rod, hate the child. Somebody who's not megala the midos by the opposite mahalach has no place in this world. In this world, the love of one's son has to be shown with discipline. And that's why in this world we need this integration. On one hand, there's love of a child, and that's shown by discipline. On one hand, one doesn't care, and that's shown then by love. But really, deep down, it could be hatred. And that's the mizuk hamidos in olam hazeh. The left part of the brain is in charge of the right part of the body. The right part of the brain, the left part of the body. So we have this matzav afuch of elyonim and tachtonim. So the Hizgalus Lamaisa is a complete system in and of its own. Since there, in the Marechas of Lamaisa, it has to go with Mizug. There has to be this integration. Klape oneself, one can be completely with Ava, completely with Sina. When relating to other people, there have to be a Mizug of Anhagos. Smol Doche, Yamin Mikarebes, and the like. Gemara Tainus 23a. Pamachas yatzar avada v'lo yidur gishamim shachol lechoni amagal amar lefan ribono shalom anche Yisrael shatzeitzim mitzrayim enim yucholim lo barov tova lo barov peronos ka'astaleim enim yucholim lamod ishpataleim tova enim yucholim lamod. So lechoni amagal, there's no rain. Lechoni amagal said, God, you took us out of Egypt, they can't have too much good, they can't have too much peronos, you got angry at them, they can't do it. They too much good, they can't do it. So that's this world. This world, it can't be all good, it can't be all bad. The whole Olam Hazeh is a matzav of mizuk, of this mixture. And that's the inyan of Chaim Shel Shitifim Amidus HaRachamim Din, together with Rachamim, in order that the world should be able to exist. When there's Tov B'Shlemus or Din B'Shlemus, the world can't stand. That's the inyan of the Mabul, Ma'apecha Stom V'Amora. In the Mabul, there was Hashpah of Chesed without a mizuk. That destroyed the world. Absolute chesed, oh, all that rain. Rain is terrific, right? But it destroyed the world. Stom is din without mizug, because it's complete din, and there's no mixture of chesed that destroyed stom. And olam habits b'shleimus. Gan eden is chesed gomer without any din. Gehenim is din gomer without any chesed. And olam haba, the sinning soul has to be makabel the entire depth of judgment on its sins. There's no matzav of a mizug of chesed. There, you have to stand to the entire din, Rahman al-Itzlan, scary. In Olam Haba, a person's only klape atzma. He has no shaykhus to any other mitzias. The pa'ulos that a person does in Olam Haza only help to elevate his mitzias. But his mitzias alone is for Olam Haba, and therefore there the midos are b'shleimos without any mizuk. Our dura zikvus at the Mashiach, to all ekev, the whole inyan is the raglaim. There's no true tfisa of a mitzias adam klape atzma. Whatever we feel a mitzias, it's only klape acherim, how others perceive us. Even when we're lechora by ourselves, we even think and imagine things as in relationship to other people. In other words, this whole social media world that we live in and superficial world that we live in, even when you're by yourself, you're with other people. Usually people have the machine in their hand and they're surfing, they're sending WhatsApps, and it's always klape others. That's this world. This world's the legs. The world we're living in now is mamish ikfasid mashicha. It's the ekev, it's the soul, and that's with the S-O-L-E. And that's really the legs, which we said legs are always klape others. The hands are klape oneself. The higher midos are klape oneself, and those are b'shleimus. And then the lower midos, the netzach and the hod, are the legs, which is klape other people. And we're living in a world where it's very hard to be independent. We're always relating to others. Hergel, habit, is milashon regel, is milashon leg. Raglayim, or where you go out, they bring you outside of yourself. That's the place where there's no das. Shetargilenu b'sarasecha. We want Torah to reach the raglayim. There should be no bechira and kfiya on the kochos hahergel v'achmanasim lefi das. Ela shekochos hahergel leyamdu klal keneged kochos hadas. Ela shetia higaru v'sachrei raglayim b'li das l'tarasecha. When we say v'sargilenu b'sarasecha, we're asking God, there shouldn't be das involved. It should just be automatic. It should be our default mode that we're learning your Torah. Chishavti drachai v'ashivra aglai le'lusach. I thought about my pathways, and then automatically my regel took me to your eidos, even without the world of das. Miraglim, milashon regel. Miraglim come from the word regel. Miragel is not a pula atzmis. It's kula kaple and other mitzias, and that's the yisod of the Cheda Miraglim. They went out of their mitzias. They were drawn outside of themselves. They weren't mafil the kochos hadas on the raglayim. It's known what the Kotzker Rebbe said, that the Shorish Cheda Miraglim was v'hi b'neinu kachagavim v'cheneinu b'neihem. Oh, not only were we like our eyes, own eyes are grasshoppers, like in their eyes we were grasshoppers. The chashivas, that they relate to themselves vis-a-vis others. If I am I because I am I and you are you because you are you, then I am I and you are you. But if I am I because you are you and you are you because I am not I and you are not you. So that's really, they say, that in the name of the Kotzker. Person has to be independent. Person has to be an olginal. Person has to be original. The moment we're just copies of others, so then we're losing our atzmius, and that's really the chorban of our world. Cain is a base. Hadavar shemamid chefetz al makomo, kior v'kano. Cain is a base. Regel, or kan. Regel takes you outside of yourself, outside of your kochos hadas. Besod raglea yordos moves. That's the koach hahergel. And therefore, kena. What does it mean, kena? O adam kene. What does it mean, kene? Kene means sincere, true. A metzias that stands by itself without korchos hahergel, right? The word for true, for sincere, is the same word for base. Kior v'kano, a kan is a base, and kene is true because it means that you are standing on your own. It's not about other people. But a regel, when a person's in the world of the regel, that lower world, so then he's outside of the kochos hadas, and that's raglea yordos mavus, like it says in Mishlei 5:5, and that's the zeh l'umah zeh. When Yosef spoke to his brothers, Kainim, unbelievable, Kainim anachno lo inu meraglim, Bereishis 42:11. We are Kainim, we are Kaineh, we are sincere, we're not meraglim, we have our own base, we are poel, we are acting in the system of our own atzmius, of our own individuality, without the korchos hahergel, without these powers of a habit that take a person out of the kochos hadas. That's the system of kenev amitit, of sincerity. Tikun hamidos is al pi Rambam to go b'kav hayosher without going to extremes. Perish hadavar, every extreme is being drawn after the mida itself. Person who does chesed with extreme way, he's meshubit to the mida. But Bakava Emsa, a person is in his own atzmius. He's poel the chesed. He does the chesed mikoach atzmiuso. Atzmo shel adam who benekudas hadas, your essence is your das. Benekudazu habar das shoykel umachriya bein shneik tzavos. When a person is a true bar das, so he's able to weigh two extremes, and he's koveil what you're supposed to do. That's the kava yosher shel midos, and that's the ikar tikkun hamidos. That you're in the middle because you're the one activating the midah, and the midah isn't activating you. A das obligates one, requires one to be memazeg, and each time to weigh, l'shaklel, they say today, to factor in everything, how much chesed, how much din. So through das, you're the poel, and you're not the nifal. And that, parenthetically, is the Omek Divrei HaGemara, Brachas 63b, Haskes, Esu Kitos Kitos Ve'isku B'Torah. Make groups and involve yourself in Torah. Because Torah is only nicknames B'Chabura. Like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, as Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina says, what does it mean, Cherev al Abadim V'Noalu? Cherev al Soneim Shel Tamidei Chachamim, She'yoshvim Bad V'Bad Ba'oskim B'Torah El Hashem Etapshim. That make groups, learn Torah together. Torah is acquired with a Chabura. And for a person who's not, the Kedash in the Pasuk, that there should be a sword on the necks of Tamid Chachamim. It's a sonam shel Tamid Chachamim, it's a euphemism, that sit alone and learn Torah, and not only that, they become foolish. The nekuda where people talk together is the nekuda of das. That's where they are mevarer things, that's where they decide things. And that's where people are close to each other. B'nei das have one mahalach that they can come to a world of hidabrut. Somebody who's osik of speaking together because they're both being mafil their das. Somebody who's osik b'tara levad is only in the mahalach of chachman bina, not das, because das is chibor, he's not mischaber to anybody else. And therefore he's misrachik mikabe yosher, and the totsah is that he becomes a tipesh, like the Gemara says. So back to what we're saying, that's the tikkun hadas b'midos. A tfisa nechona, a correct understanding of things, and then being machriya. Tikkun hadas, if a person's mitakin his das, be it siel amaisa shel akachas musar haskel, he wants to take this musar haskel to the world of lamaisa, that's going to be tzedek u'mishpat u'meisharim. Tzedek is chesed klape others. Mishpat is din vis-a-vis yourself. And sometimes it's also necessary vis-a-vis others. So you have tzedek, which is the chesed, mishpat, which is the din, and then the meisharim. What's the meisharim? Meisharim means straight. You have to be omid al kava yosher. You have to be able to be memazeg the midos, to integrate the midos. You're standing in the middle, and you go to the sides to take whatever midos you need. Perush, one midah should never control you. Some people are controlled by their chesed. Some people are controlled by their din. No midah should ever control you. You have to have in this world the mizug of midos. So the maisa, you have to have the tzedek, mishpat, and meisharim all working together. The chesed, the din, and then the kav hayosher to make sure that you have the proper integration. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech means. Ladas chachmo musur lahavin imrebina. Verse 2. To know chachman musur, understand imrebina. Tzikon adas lamala b'midos. V'al pizela kachas musur haskel. In other words, first you're in the world of midos, and then you bring them down to the lamaisa. Lakachas lifal al piadvar me lamaisa, to act based on these things. Lamaisa, the musar haskel that a person has to take, is to be miskalel, to include all the different midas. Tzedek, mishpat, umeshar. That's the sod hadas b'lamaisa, that one midah should not rule over any other midah. There should be a proper mizuk. Kitzoniyut is one katzeh, that you're going to one extreme. And if the worst person's in the world of kitzonis, he goes from one extreme to the next. You see, there are people like that. They always have to be on the extremes, on the ends, the outliers. Meisharim yosher, that you can always go, because that is a proper integration of all the different midos. Das is bemochin, in your brain. Musar is the tfisa of das, in midos and the maisa. But even in mochin, the das is bebechina shel musar. Das is mechayev. That's the yesod hadas. Davar hamechayev. Only a bar das is a bar chiyuva. Only a bar das is chayev in mitzvah. Someone else doesn't have das, shoter or katan, is not chayev and mitzvahs. So these are inyanim, very, very deep, Kabbalistic inyanim. And if anybody listened to the shiur and they said to themselves, hey, I don't fully understand what he's saying, so you're in good company, because I don't fully understand everything I'm saying either. But we try our best, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mayor in Einu Baruch Hu Rasa. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.